You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Kuf Ayin Gimel, first column, next to last paragraph, Vehine. So just to quickly review, we didn't do much last time, I apologize, but we covered an interesting question that Minchas Chinuch raised. If a shame is written, Shelo Lishma, the Gemara in Gittin and Dalma Beis says that in a Sefer Torah, the shame Hashem itself has to be written for the sake of the Shem Hashem. And if it's not written for the sake of the Shem Hashem, the Gemara in Gittin and Dalma Beis says that the Sefer Torah is possible. So what, it's very interesting. What is the sugya of doing there? So it's the sugya of Hezek She'eino Nikar, where the question is, if somebody is menatzech someone's yayin or mefagel someone's korban, do they have a monetary liability? So the Gemara has a case like this. There's a sefer. He wrote a sefer Torah, and then he comes back to the guy, and for whatever reason he says, by the way, I just want to let you know that sefer Torah I wrote for you and you're using, the shemos were not written lishma. So the Gemara has a discussion there whether he's nema. So the Gemara has an interesting seer there.
The whole Gemara he wrote lishma, that's the shemos, he didn't write lishma.
Right. It says the shemos are not written lishma. So the question is, what is his nemanis to go ahead and pass on the Sefer Torah? So it's interesting, the Gemara says it's totally on who is holding the Sefer Torah. If he is holding the Sefer Torah, the Sefer, he's neman. But if he already gave over the Sefer Torah to the recipient, then it says neman lahavsid sechorai. He's neman to lose his schar, but he's not neman to pass on the Sefer Torah. But nevertheless, what you see from that Gemara there in Endowment Bays, in that sugya, is that a Sefer Torah that has shemos that are written shelo lishma are considered to be what? Are considered to be pasul. So the question is, even though they create a psul, but the Minchas Chinuch wants to go a step further. Do you say that since they are not considered to be a Shem Hashem for the sake of the Sefer Torah, there also is no iser of Mechikas Hashem? And he brought a Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, that brings the case of someone who writes the Shem Hashem on Yodo Shel Kelim, Kli Marchas, and Kli Zechuchas. He has these mugs that the Shem Hashem on them. The Halacha is it's also to break them or to erase them. So he said, Minchas Chinuch said, don't bring a riot from that, because you're talking that when the guy wrote it in the Kli, he wrote it Lishma. But at the end of the paragraph, the Minchas Chinuch rejects this idea. He says, Mehechi Teise, where are you going to get this idea from? Who says that I need a shem written lishma to be over the Issur Mechika? Matter of fact, he uses a sfora which I think Shai wanted to use in the other direction. It says, Lo tzasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem. And just like over there by Avodah Zorah, it says, V'yibadetem eshtemam. And there you don't have to go ahead and investigate whether the guy wrote the name of their, you know, the Elokus, you know, L'Shem Avodah Zorah, whatever. As long as you see the Shem Avodah Zorah.
Yeah.
As long as you see the same Shem Avodah Zorah, you destroy it. Last, Lo Sasun Ken L'Hashem L'Kechem. As long as there's the Shem Hashem, whether it's written L'Shma or not L'Shma, the Minchas Chinuch's opinion is that there is an Isser Mechita. So that was the last discussion. Now we have Vihine. L'Shitas HaSoivrin. According to those people who hold the what? The Shem Shelo Lishma. According to those people who hold, not like him. But he brings a whole number of Shitas that hold. And he feels this is the Shita of most Rishonim and Achronim. Interestingly enough, he doesn't bring any Rayas of Rishonim. The only thing he brings is a Hagos Maimonios that wants to be Madaik like that in the Rambam. Which is interesting because we read the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, and we weren't sure if that is Mukhruch in the Rambam. But nevertheless, the Hagos Maimonios wants to attribute to the Rambam that the Rambam Shita is that if a Shem is written Shalom Lishma, there is no Isser Mechika. From the Halacha of Min Shekasov Sefer Torah, where the Halacha is Yisarev. That's the Hagos Maimonios that brings that. So according to those Sovrim, that the Minchas Chinuch quoted among them, I guess my money was in this understanding of the Rambam, the Shem Shelo Lishma Ein Lav Mechika. Now you've got to get into all the dinim of Lishma. Meaning, that the Shema Hashem is only also be mechik according to the sheetas if it's written lishma. Therefore, now she also lichtov, right? Hainu, sorry, I skipped a paragraph. V'hina l'shitas hasovrum the Shem shaloshma ein lanu. Ain lano b'mechika. Sorry, ain lav b'mechika. Mashi yesh lachkor. Now, according to these sheetas, every time there's major questions now. What happens if a cheresh shoyt of a cotton writes the Shem Hashem? Does that have the ability to get a Shem Hashem? But it's a mechika. Meaning, can a cheresh shoyt of a cotton write to have a din l'shma? So it's a ferisha mishnah in Gittin Chaf Gimel Mabez. Hakol Sharon Lichtov is Haget Chaf Gimel Mabez in Gittin. Afilu Cheresh Shoyt of a cotton. So the Gemara immediately says, what? Lav B'nei Deyaninu. So the Gemara says, B'shiyesh Godel Oymed Al Gabov. So the Gemara says, Imken Elame'ata, why is Ovid Kachovim possible? So the Gemara says, because even if by an Ovid Kachovim, if you have a Godel Oymed Al Gabov, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ovid Kachovim Adaita Denafshe Ovid. That no matter what outside influence there is on a guy, the assumption is that you cannot impart lishma vis-a-vis a guy. And I mentioned to you that there's a machlokes, very interesting machlokes, so to speak, achronim, between the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dayan of Brisk. Rav Simcha, what was it? Rav Simcha Zissel Rieger, right? Rav Simcha Zissel Zelig Rieger. By the way, Shai, when you get a chance, you should ask one of the Greenblatts. If not, the Greenblatt said he was doing a get in Houston one time, and the lady's name was Rieger. And he found out she was a descendant of Simcha Zelig. Anyway, Reb Chaim has a piece where the Rambam says, just like a goy cannot write something lishma, so too a mumer cannot write something lishma. So Reb Simcha Zelig pointed out to Reb Chaim, what's the comparison, just like a goy a mumer? It must be that it's not a din that we're questioning, so to speak, the guy's ability lishma, but it's a din be'etzem, meaning the gavra, the guy himself, does not have a din lishma. I don't have the ability. He's mufka from lishma. Therefore, the Rambam could say, just like a guy, a mumer. As opposed to, I mentioned a Jewish Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says, what happens if there's a guy and he writes something lishma as a guy, then he's megayer. And after his geiris, he says, I just want to let you know that when I was a guy, I mamish wrote it lishma. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says he thinks it's good, which seems to be in contradiction to Rabbi Simcha Zelig, right? Because if a guy is mufka midin lishma, so who cares that later after he's megayer, right?
Right.
So this is an interesting question. What happens if a guy writes Hashem Hashem lishma as a guy and then is megayer later? According to those sheetas that you need what? That you need lishma for Isra Mechika. So be machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simcha Zelig, correct? So the meaning...
You bring it right from the fact that the Gemara says Gadol Omer Al Gabov is no good. So you see that Be'etzim, he can't... So
you think that means clearly Be'etzim? Because the Gemara has a reason.
Because he has separate das. So it's because he has a different das... doesn't it imply that something wrong that he doesn't have?
So you think by the very halacha of Omer Agabov doesn't work by a guy is a raya for Simcha Zelig?
And
against Rabbi Kiva Eger?
No, what am I saying? I'm saying that he doesn't.
I don't know. You tell
me. I'm saying that the guy doesn't have the power to do it. It's not a question.
Oh, that's the question. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lechori, he does have the
even
power,
if he
correct?
Had the right das, it wouldn't help.
That's what you're saying, like Rabbi Simcha Zelig, correct?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a point. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because the Minchas Chinuch is saying, once you were telling me like those sheetahs that hold that what? Shelo lishma in lav mechika. Now every case of the Shem Hashem, you have to investigate how it was written. I mean, if it's written by a cheresh shoyt of the cotton, there is no isra mechika unless what? Unless you have a halach of Omer Agabov, like the Gemara says. So, where am I? Becheresh shoyt of the cotton, correct? What happens if a cheresh shoyt of the cotton? Shekosvu Hashem. Be'ein Omer Al Gabehem. If no one's Omer Al Gabehem by cheresh shoyt of the cotton, then the Gemara says, There's no lishma by get, and lechayra there would be he, and he is basically saying whatever dinim lishma. This is interesting. He's comparing the lishma by get to the lishma by shem Hashem, and saying whatever dinim apply in general by lishma by get, like the Gemara says, you need an omer agaba by a cherishot to the carbon would apply by shem Hashem. O sha'omer agabehem. Or if the Chereshat V'Katan write Hashem Hashem, and you have a Gadol Oymed Al Gabehem, would you say that there's an Issur Mechik or not? He seems to say that this is totally on Gittin. Whatever Allah has been Gittin. The Chain, that's Nachri, the Oymed Al Gabav, correct? Or She'en Oymed Al Gabav. Well, the Gemara actually says by a Nachri, it makes no difference. Even if Oymed Al Gabav, I died to Nafshe Ka'avit, correct? So therefore, this is the Minchas Chinuch saying, if you're going to tell me like those shitas, that you need lishma for the sake of the Isser Mechika, then you've got to go all into all the dinim of lishma. To see vis-a-vis all the dinim of lishma, if the Shem Hashem has the right lishma. Okay, Al-Gabav, where am I now? Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah,
it's all the sugyas of lishma, correct? V'das
the navan,
right?
Nekel
be'inyanim halal.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I read it also. I wasn't sure what exactly it meant. Is it like a bracha? V'das l'navon, and people of understanding should know what's going on, and v'nekel b'neim, and people should be able to make this easy and understand it. It's almost like he's giving a bracha, no? U'basi rak l'ayra. So let me ask you a question. He takes it as a davar pashut, that whatever the dinim of lishma by get are, those dinim of lishma will also apply to the Shem Hashem. Is that so pashut? In other words, if Chereshet and Vekatan have no dinim lishma by get, and Omer al-Gabav creates lishma, and Anachri, even Omer al-Gabav, there's no lishma, therefore he says the same halachas would apply by the Shem Hashem. What do you think about that assumption?
You know, when you think about somebody physically standing over somebody else,
right?
Also, let's say by a shechita, so there it may be argue.
Well, by shechita, it's more a question of what?
Believing.
Physically, the guy did it right.
Correct. It's more a question of
the... Hey, after all, it's in his mind. How do you know what's going on?
Yeah, but it's interesting. Ah, so the question is, the chakira is, when it is a gadol omer al gabav, is it that he's causing the other person to do lishma, or is it that the gadol is providing the lishma? Correct?
Now you hit it. That's the thing.
Yeah, but Lechaira, if it's the good. So the question is, if
it's the good. Ruvain's lishma helps the Shimon's maisa.
I don't know.
I hear your chakira.
Because Lechaira, I would say that this chakira we mentioned by Rabbi Simcha Zelig and Rabbi Kiva, Lechaira's a davar pashat, that a cotton is mufka from lishma, correct?
Lechaira.
So how does, or Cher Shaita, all of them are mufka from lishma.
Right.
How can
an Agab
of help?
Right.
But on the other hand, if he's providing the lishma, then you've got to say an interesting thing. By a guy, it doesn't work, because even though he's providing lishma, the guy is a mafkia from his lishma.
Right.
Somehow the guy detracts.
It's like ikavana, right? The concern is that the guy is providing the opposite kavana.
Correct.
So by get, if there's amen al gabav, it helps the cotton? By chereshet,
we got the guy, it's a fersha mishnah. Chav gimel beis mishnah zah, kol ksherim lichtov as a get. I feel a cheresh shoyt of a cotton. It's a feresh mishnah, and the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Beis, the very last line says, "V'hala b'nei daninu." The Gemara in Chaf Dalet continues, "B'shiyesh gadol omed al gabehem." Then the Gemara says, "El me'ato, why isn't ovid kachav no good? If you're talking about gadol omed al gabehem." So the Gemara says, a guy is no good even with gadol omed al gabehem, because the Gemara says, "Ovid kachav l'daite." The nafshe ka'avid. That's the Gemara.
These don't have any das. So somebody else provides the das. You can sit and talk about this forever.
Exactly. So to me, it's interesting. But my question is it a davar pashut that I could transfer the dinim of lishma from get to dinim lishma by the Shem Hashem? He seems to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless that's not what he means. It means yesh lachkor.
Right.
I'm not sure whether you can.
Why would you be mechal?
I don't know.
What the svar of
you mechal? Well, do you have these pages? Do we pass these out?
Yes.
Okay, good. So if everyone has it, I want to show you something interesting. Now, you have to help me out here, because I'll be honest with you. I read this, and I was a bit puzzled, but nevertheless, Rabbi Reichman writes down from Reb Chaim, he writes down from the Rav, so it's kedai for us to at least take a look to see what he has to say. You have it? Hamin chaschinuch mevi dea hasoveres.
Osei and kufa, lower right hand side.
Now we're going to have to jump back into the Minchas Chinuch in a moment. Because he quotes two Minchas Chinuchs here.
There's two sheets. Do you have Kuvav?
Yes. There's Kuvav and Kuv Zayin. Do you have Kuvav? HaMinchas Chinuch Mevi Dea HaSoveres Shemutar Limchok Shem Shenechtov Shalov Lishma Umakshe Demehechi Teisei, right? The Minchas Chinuch is wonders on these sheets. Where do they get this from? Because I understand that why Mehechi Teisei Shir Shemutar Limchok Shem Shalom, right? Nichtav Lishma. The how we know Alfal Pish Apostle Lahakshir Sefer Torah. Al Kol Zeh. Nevertheless, Mikre Shem. Right. And we should still say that. Right. We should still say that what?
It's in the Rambam. Doesn't it come from the Rambam? It comes from the Rambam. The Rambam says that if a Eved Zorah writes the Shem, you're allowed to burn it.
You have to burn it.
You have to burn it.
If a min, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand, but the Minchas Chinuch questions, first of all, it's questionable whether that's the Rambam Shita. He wants to know Mehechi Teisei. Yes. Where does this come from? The Minchas Chinuch says, fine. You tell me that's what, matter of fact, he says most Rishonim Achronim hold that. But he's puzzled by it. He's still puzzled by it. The Ha'afalp, what? Afalp, Shapasal, Ahakshah, Sefer Torah. Nevertheless, I'll call upon him what? Because they have mikre shem, right? And nevertheless, it has to be aser. Then he mentions another clear in the Minchas Chinuch, which we didn't get to yet. Va'od mala she'ela, and well, I'll show you where this is in the Minchas Chinuch. Ha'im efshar levatel chalos halishma shel shem, k'mo she'efshar levatel chalos halishma, right? Shebeget aliba de kamarishanim. Now, what's he referring to about going ahead and being mevatel of the shema that already exists? So take a look a little further. In the second column, I think it's Os Yud Aleph. You have that? I am besugi gittin, perek hashalech, amid beis. Okay, right?
Yeah.
There's a sugi there that gabe choizer umagarish. So the famous Mishnah at the beginning of hashalech says, hashalech get l'ishto. A guy goes ahead and writes a get, perfectly good get. Lishma, the whole business, everything, 12 lines, it's perfect. He gives it to a shaliach. The shaliach is on his way. The halacha is the baal still has the ability to be chayzer in the get until it reaches the hand of the isha. Hashaliach get ishto vihigia b'shaliach o sheshalach acharav shaliach. He could go ahead and turn the get around. There's a machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. If he goes ahead and tells the shliach, forget about it, can that get that the shliach was given now be used again? Meaning, he goes ahead and sends a shliach, he sends a shliach, shalach acharav shliach, and he tells him, don't give the get. The shliach stops in his tracks, he comes home, and he brings back the get. Then the baal changes his mind again and wants to be megarisher. There's a machlokes, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, can he reuse that get? So the question that Tosfos asks is, why can't he reuse the get? Ayem besugya the get in Perek Hashalech from a beis on a beis, gabe chozer magarish. Concerning that machloikas, that get that he was sent and he sent and he rescinded, can he reuse that get if he now decides to magarish him? The ayin shem betosfos divar amaschil Rav Sheshes, who holds it's no good. He says, I don't understand. How could the get be no good? Even if you're going to tell me, Tosfos says, that he wasn't just mevatel the shlichus, but he was actually mevatel the get, how could the bittul haget work after you already created a get? Meaning, the hikshu, Tosfos asks, the hikshu, v'chi yocho adam, levatel, right, levatel Sefer Torah shenichtav lishma, meaning does a man, once a man goes ahead and writes a Sefer Torah and it's done lishma, does he have an ability after the Sefer Torah is written lishma to be mevatel? Meaning, Tosfos is puzzled as how to Rav Sheshes can be of the opinion that when he rescinds the shliach, it's also being mevatel to get. What koyach could he possibly have to be mevatel to get? Ayin sham. Right? And what does he say of Ayin sham? Shekosfu de'ein dibur mevatel maisa. Because in general we have a klal that the dibur cannot be mevatel maisa. Meaning the get was written lishma, and you just want to say I'm mevatel to get. How could you do that after there was a ksiva lishma?
Maybe that's the whole shaila. If the lishma is a machshava, or the machshava is already in the maisa. In other words, the dibur is mevatel the machshava, the dibur is mevatel the maisa.
I hear. I hear. We'll see that in a minute. In Rav Soloveitchik, what exactly the Shema is. But Tosfos gives another answer. What's Tosfos' answer? Tosfos is saying that there is no Maisa until the get comes to the Yad Isha. Meaning, all the get is, until it comes to the Yad Isha, is an embodiment of his Machshava. The Ein Dibur Vato Machshava, correct? The get, Lo Have Maisa, Tosfos says, I'll tell you what the answer is. The reason, according to Rav Sheshes, the reason you come to the get is because what? Is because the get lo have maisa calls man shelo higil yada isha ayin sham mavur sham de im wat im aisa maisa. Correct, that once a maisa is done, there's no way to go ahead and what and be mavatal it just with a dibur. Forget a makshav, even with a dibur. So he wants the mavur sham de im asa maisa. Yochel Avatal Sefer Torah. Meaning, if there would be a Maisa, you could be Mevatal Sefer Torah. The problem with a Sefer Torah is Sefer Torah Tfilin Mezuzah Mehalishma. The Maisa might see Miyad Maisa. The question is, what type of Maisa is he talking about? The Harachti Bazeh B'Malkam Acher U'Besugi. What's that? Menachos?
Menachos Mamon Beis.
What?
Menachos
Memum Beis, correct? By he, so I'm not sure what that sugi is. What does it say? Hitil?
Yeah.
Hitil the Mutalas. Whatever that sugi is.
So I'm not sure. That tzitzis sugi? I think it might be a tzitzis sugi. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar. I don't remember it. Anyway, he's marich in it. The ain kan makomo. Im ken efter begavna. Shetziyarti la'el. Ois Gimel, was that Ois Gimel? Shekos of shame. So the question is, if someone has a Shem Hashem, correct? Like Kale. And he changes the, was that a Tzere under the Kale with a Pasach. He wants to know, Shekos of shame. What happens? Listen to the scenario. You write the Shem Hashem correctly. Then V'noikeid Tachtav Osha Hoysif Ois. Like Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod, Yer, Mem, remember? And you make it Adonim. He held that what the Ayadeze Eino Nikrakach. It's no longer written Shem Hashem. Efter, right, I might think that I'll call upon him, nevertheless, Kevin de Hosifu, Velo Nikra Kedarkai, Yemavata de Lishma. Im kein afilu nimchak acherkach, correct?
Even
what?
Hanaisif, you erase what you did.
Right. In other words, I take the mem out, or I change the pasuk back to it. Say right, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking. The question is now: do I have an itzur mechikas Hashem, or could I say with the mice of being noiked to be mevatel l'shem Hashem, I be mevatel l'shmo with a mice? Im ken afilu nimchak acher kach rahanosaf, whatever you added, like the mem and the adonim.
Maybe that's called mechika already, because you
took right. Umacher acher kach hashem.
And the letter is mechika.
Umachak acher kach hashem. I would say that what eino chayev kevan dehu shelo lishma.
Pasach, he says, Pasach Hashem, that I miss the Shalom Lishma.
Correct.
Meaning the interim phase where you added the nikud or whatever you did, pasul the lishma, that even when you revert back to the original state, it's no longer lishma.
So that's what he wants to know. He wants to know, would I say such a concept? I mean, Tosfos points out that whenever get its nechtav lishma, the only reason you're mevatel is because until it comes to the yada isha, it's not a maisa, and therefore dibur mevatel dibur. But a maisa could be mevatel a maisa. So what's the scenario by the Shem Hashem? That I have a Shem Hashem, Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, I add a mem. And with the mem, I'm doing a maisa to mevatel lishma of the original Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Now I am moichet just the mem, and I revert to the Shem Hashem. Would I say that with that reversion there's an iser or not? Would I say eno chayev? Why? Kevin shahu shalo lishma. Because now it's shalo lishma, shalo lishma. So this is his question.
Well, they have two
L'rov questions. Hashitas,
did
correct?
It take off the lishma in the first place?
L'rov hashitas hasoivrim came. According to those shitas that we just mentioned here, that say that a shem shenichtov shalom shmon has no isur mechika, can I be mevatel? He wants to know, can I be mevatel a lishma? V'kevon the lo isa osa maisa, or maybe not, or maybe this idea of adding a mem or a pasach is not enough to be mevatel a lishma. Meaning, eino chinami, there is
even if you leave the letter, or if you take off the letter. He's only asking if you take off the letter.
Correct.
But if you add, I would argue, even if you add the letter, it's still the Shem Hashem. You didn't take it off. The shame is still there.
Well, let's finish. Let's see the other side of the Shaila. What's the other side? The Efshar now. Kevon delo osa maisa beguf Hashem. That since he never went ahead and did anything in the actual Shem Hashem, all he did was put a pasach on the bottom or add a mem. Eino korui maisa. That's not enough of a maisa to mevatel the original lishma. Correct? Vezui arichus gedoyla. Im yochel levatel, right? Ma shekotzvu lishma. Ubasi rakul ayrus. So this is now back to Rav Soloveitchik. The other question of Minchas Chinuch that he wants to discuss. Wants to discuss these two questions together of Soloveitchik. One is, he wants to discuss the question we raised, whether writing the Shem Hashem, Shalo Lishma, still has an Issur Mechika. And secondly, Va'od Mala She'elah, everyone have it on top?
Yes.
Od Mala She'elah, Efshar Levato Chalois HaLishma Shal Shem, Kamosha Efshra Levatel Chalos Halishma Shabaget Aliba the Kamarishonim, which is not really the Minchas Chinuch's question. The Minchas Chinuch feels for sure you could be Mevatel Lishma by a Shem Hashem. He's just not sure of the methodology, correct? In other words, I read the Minchas Chinuch that there's no doubt that just like you can be Mevatel Lishma of a Get in a Sefer Torah with a Maisa, you could also be Mevatel the lishma of a Shem Hashem, correct, with a maisa. His only question was, what's a maisa to be mevatel lishma? Is my reading correct?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
No, it's not what he was, his question was. In other words, I think he took it as a davar pashut that you could be mevatel lishma of a Shem Hashem. I think he was just perplexed as to what maisa do you need.
You mean comparing it to get? That's where he gets it from.
Right, right? He's comparing it to get, correct.
Right, and Tosfos holds he can't because there's no way.
No, Tosfos holds that you can. That's the Gemara, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Eino Chozer Megarish. Why? Because until the get goes into the hand of the woman, there's no Maisa. So it's Dibur Mevatel Dibur. So, but the other shot is that either Dibur Mevatel Dibur or Maisa Mevatel Maisa. So the question is, what's a Maisa that could be mafkia the lishma by Hashem Hashem?
When you add the mem, aren't you being moichet Hashem Hashem?
Yes. The Minchas Chinuch.
Yes, that.
The Minchas Chinuch shit is you are.
You are. So if you're moichet and then you take away the mem, you worry moichet Hashem Hashem. So it loses the lishma.
But lemaisa, I have an aleph dal nun yud over there, correct? Lemaisa, I have that, correct?
You only did the mechika.
L'maisa, I have an alf dal nun yud.
Under the mechika.
So that's what he's saying.
Under the mechika?
Yeah, I took out the men.
Just like, you know. Kabbalah kachbalta. You just like, you wiped it out, now you all wiped it.
But that's good for the question. I've got a Shem Hashem here that I created by taking away the mem. So this Shem Hashem is not written like a normal Shem Hashem with the Shema and all the accoutrements and all the bells and whistles, correct? So if you have an Aleph Dal Nun Yun without the bells and whistles, is there an Isser Mechika?
Now, suppose you take the word Adonim.
Right.
And you erase the mem because you want it to be Shem Hashem.
But isn't that...
Because that becomes Shem Hashem.
It was never written in the Shema in the first place.
That's what?
It was never written in the
That's good for the...
Correct, but over here... It was written by, but he took it away, so now it became Adonim. He said it's called Mechika, so now it's called Adonim. And now he takes it off.
But that's his question. His question is. But that's cool for the question.
But there, at least it had Lishma and it was.
I understand that, but if you hold that it's a Mechika, it should make no difference anymore.
You can undo a Mechika. But you can't make something which never was in the first place. But you can undo a Mechika.
In other words,
you're doing Mechika by writing again. It's called writing it again. If you
let's
take
say the halacha that you're covered in mechika, let's say. Let's
it's not called writing it again. It's not called mechika. You have to be consistent.
Let's say the halacha you're covered in. You hold from a sefer Torah. Every shem is covered.
You mean you take something
you're putting? I put a stigma on it.
That's not mechika.
Let's say. Yeah. Then I took it off. You'd have a halacha. That's the halacha here. When you ate out, then you really go and you wiped it out, or you did it. That's it's not the same as anymore because you read Adonim.
But if you're chai for mechika, so you
that's the shayla. That is the shayla.
What's the source for writing Lishma? The Shem Hashem Lishma? What's the source?
I don't know. It's a Gemara in Gittin and Dalma Beis, according. But I'm not sure exactly.
I would have said, Farkir to Lundis, I would have said, Milam Bakardish, that you could take something that's written and make it into a Shem. Why can't you say Milan Bakardish? I'm just asking out.
Because you need Lishma.
Milan Bakardish does not happen on its own.
That you need Lishma.
In other words, it's not a magic thing.
You erase the mem, that's right. Milan Bakardish.
Okay, so, does it mean it's Lishma?
Doesn't make it Lishma.
Okay,
so this is so interesting. Just the way that they frame the question in the Minchas Chinuch, I don't believe is exactly the Minchas Chinuch question. Va'od mala she'ela ha'im efshar levatel chalos halishma shel shem k'mo she'efshar levatel chalos halishma shebeget aliba the kamer nishayim. I don't know. I thought that the Minchas Chinuch felt the davar pashit. I can remove the lishma by the Shem Hashem. The question is how. The question is, do I need something in the guf Hashem, or is it enough to be mochek the mem or the tzere? But at the end of the day, I think the Minchas Chinuch is a davar pashut that just like you can remove the lishma by get, you can remove the lishma by the Shem Hashem. Okay, now I have to apologize. I could not find my Reb Chaim last night, and I asked my son to look, and he claims he couldn't find it either. V'nira shepechadushe hagra chalev zatzal perek aleph mehichos tefillin. By the way, I believe that's the Reb Chaim that quotes the Reb Simcha. The Reb Simcha Zeli, maybe b'shem hator, shakavanas lishma da alma, kamo begitin mechayevus dibur, vil lishma b'ksivas hashemos lo mechayevus dibur. So we touched on this briefly last time. The lishmas need dibur or not? So I mentioned shitas taisus throughout Shas, zvachim daf beis mem gemom beis above mitzia. Is that machshav is not enough for lishmas and shalal lishmas, but I always need dibur. And even where it says achoshev lishloach yad bepikadon, that doesn't mean machshava. But nevertheless, the Torah makes an interesting chiluk. And he says that by lishma in general, I need dibur. But the lishma by what? El machshava. But the machshava by what? By
Ksivas Hashem.
Right, Ela b'machshava. Ubir hagrach zatzal. So follow me with the fancy footwork here, okay? Sheshena hakavana shelishma b'shemos mikavanas lishma da'alma. B'shar makomas. What? In general, what's lishma? Like by get?
Dibur.
B'shar. Yeah, but what's the nature of it? B'shar makomos. Chalois halishma hi lahachshir davar likiyumo. If there ever was a brisker mouthful, that's a brisker mouthful. Chalos ha'vishma hila ha'achshir davar likiyumo. V'ilu b'shem shamayim ha'kavana chola b'chevtza shel ha'shem atzmo.
V'kavas
sha'oisi ois ha'ksuvos hem chevtza shel shem. Ki b'li kavana ein kan chevtza shel shem. Amnam kedushas ha'shem chola memela v'af b'li chalos din lishma l'hachshir. So, any comments?
Yeah, it's really good.
Magic.
What?
It's really good.
Magic.
It's good stuff.
Meaning what? How would you explain it? If I asked you to explain this, how would you explain it?
You need a thumb.
That by get and other things.
A girl with a thumb.
He's saying that by get, what the Indian of that you need to get to be done the Shema, it's to enable the get to serve its function. The get is to serve its function.
Correct.
To be a kosher get, to be able to do something, to be, have a chalos that it can use as a get. And it enables, it's like when you have liquids that fall on a vegetable that's machshirat l'tumah. It enables it now to be susceptible to tumah. It enables a get now to be susceptible to use as a kosher get.
They need kavana.
Huh?
They need kavana.
I'm saying it's
it doesn't happen automatic. You're trying to say automatic.
No, you know what? I think you're going okay until you burn a makshirin. You're doing okay until you brought in makshirin.
What's the purpose of the kavana? What? Okay, whatever. The purpose of the kavana is that. While by the chalos, by the lishma for the sefer Torah, it's not the lishma to be able that now that you put the lishma into the writing of his shame, it makes the sefer Torah good. It's that the lishma is needed that
the
those
shame
letters
should be the shame.
have a mahus of a shame Hashem. That it has an essence, that it essential is a Shem Hashem. Without that, it's not a Shem Hashem at all. It's not to be machshir that now
no, it's your Shem Hashem, case,
but the
Kabbalah,
this Shem Hashem makes a Sefer Torah kosher to use.
For argument's sake, why can't we say forget? Not forget, only do the same thing with the get. I wouldn't say the same thing with the Torah, the Shem Hashem. That I need to have a Kabbalah to say that this is a get, and this is not the Islamic.
But he said that that's not the Briskers have notebooks and notebooks where they have Reb Chaim's, all of his rias, all of his support for what he wrote. So they have to go to...
See, he's saying this based on the Torah. He's saying this is what the Torah must have felt, he's saying, correct? Chamemela Va'af b'li chalois din lishma l'haksha. U'mishum kach, he says, ha'lishma bebechinas Hashem os lo zekuka ledibor el lemachshava, because it's almost like you just need a little push. The way I look at it is, by Shem Hashem, I just need a little push, and then it takes off on its autopilot. Meaning, I just need a little push. I have to define these letters as a Shem Hashem.
No,
that can be done by machshava, and once I give it that little push, then the Shem Hashem's on autopilot. That then, once I've defined the Shem Hashem, the Kedusha becomes Memela.
We could say the Chaimer of the Shem Hashem does it.
Correct. That's what he's actually saying. But it needs first to be defined as the Shem Hashem.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could say that. Meaning, there's something about the Shem Hashem, you could say it's the Chaimer, that gives it its Kedusha. Now, you're not investing Kedusha in it. But what you are is you're defining these letters as the Shem Hashem.
Now listen to this jump.
So the question is, did I skip a little?
No,
you're good. Correct? Elo l'machshava bilvad. Lachen mistaber, this is the second question. The paragraph we just read a little later, Yadav, right? Shenobo geel l'shemais, yevshar levato halashma. Meaning, once there's a l'shma in the Shem Hashem, you can't be mevatalit. Why? Because the Kedushas Hashem that resulted was an autopilot, and it wasn't as a result of the human endeavor. All the human endeavor was to define the original Aleph Dalet Nun Yod as what? As the Shem Hashem. Then it took off and it had its own Kedusha. So therefore, nothing you could do now with the adding of the Mems or anything like that can take away that Kedusha or that Din Lashma. Which is strange. Why don't you just say that what you did by adding the Mem takes away the original Lashma of making it a Shem Hashem? And the Mem now makes the Aleph Dalet Nun Yod into just Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. So I'm not sure. But that Lachain Mistabesh Nogea Lishemos Iafshal Vatal Halashma. Kirak Lishma Shechala Midin Machshir Kamo de Lishma Beget Nitna Lebitel Olafsul. Meidach Halishma Bibachinas Hashemos. Eina chala midin machshir ela bekavas. It's etzem Hashem liyo shem. Umeacher sha'oisias chashuvos shem iefshar levatlan. Ulefize mutar limchoik shem shenichtav shalol lishma. He's now explaining the shitas rishonim that the Minchas Chinuch brought and said mehechi teise. He's saying, I'll tell you mehechi teise. That it's not a Shem Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. It's zero. Lefiza, therefore, he would be of the other opinion, Reb Chaim, that mutar limchoik Shem shenichtav shalol lishma midoraisa.
Because there's no kedusha.
Sharei eino chetzah shel shem klal.
No kedusha.
Very interesting.
He's saying it has no kedusha. Is what he's saying. Not that it's not kedusha. It's not kedusha.
We were. I don't know what the word is, we're discussing, I won't use the word strongly. Lesasin kein l'Hashem alakecha, right?
Right.
Right? In other words, they are moichik the Hashem, and we shouldn't do it to the Baruch. Now, there's no halacha, we all agree, there's no halacha that the Shem Avodah Zarah had to be written in the Shema. So we were troubled if, however...
That's the Minchas Chinuch, right? That's Mamash Yisfar, right?
Right, so Lesasin kein means to say whatever that is, this cannot be not.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. So then we have a very simple shot in the tour that by Shem Hashem you don't have to have as long as the Shem Hashem is there, the guy who put down his avoid the Zara, then if this is the Shem Hashem, then you can't do that. But
the Torah does say you need Lishma, just that Lishma can be done by Machshava, meaning you do need Lishma. Just the Torah says it can be done by Machshava, right? So you do need Lishma.
No, excuse me. Now, how do you know there's a machshava there? Who told you there's a machshava? You don't need the dibur. Dibur, I can understand. You sit there, you listen to what he said. You listen to what the guy said.
We're not talking about a guy. We're talking about a regular...
I agree with you, but I'm saying in the halacha, what is that halacha? We still don't know what it is. And that would lend itself a little bit, I think, but that last piece of the junk. By God, would be a Shem Hashem. A Shem Hashem of the Zorah. I'm saying that jump. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but that's Reb Chaim's whole thesis, according to what he brings down now.
I agree with
that. Lishma by Shem Hashem.
He's taking two steps. His first step.
Right. He
first step is that because you don't need Dibur. That indicates that the Kedusha comes by itself.
Right.
That's
right.
What it
is. In other
indicates.
Words, you don't have to
and
invest the Kedusha.
Right. Since the Kedusha comes by itself, so you can never take it away
by
Machshava.
That's correct. That's
and since right. You can never take it away
you
by
Machshava, you can't even take it away by myself.
If you don't invest in, if you don't put, you don't have Kavana
that's
for it, it never gets Kedusha to begin with, therefore there's no Yisra Mechika. He's not going with the Psukim at all.
He's not even looking
at the Psukim. He's going all
agreed,
logic.
Agreed.
It's still a puzzle.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, let's just read the next paragraph. I've already read this last time. The Zeh Lashon, very interesting Ramah. Kos of Shem Elohim Acherim L'Shem Kedusha. So there's an Elokus or an Adnus that is really a Shem Chol, and the Sefer makes a mistake and writes it L'Shem Kedusha. Eino Pasul. The Ramah says this does not affect the kasher of the Sefer Torah. Why? The Havei Kamaktish Bali Mumim. When the guy goes ahead and tries to invest Kedusha in it, it's like someone being Maktish Bali Mumim with a Mufka from Kedusha. lemizbeach the einan kedosh ad kan l'shoinai. V'hagrach zatzal pik peik b'psak zeh, right? Al pishitasei shekavonas ksivas ha'askarais l'shma eina din machshir u'makadesh. Meaning this Rama only makes sense if you're going to say that the Lishma is a Maisa Makadesh, right? Sha'az hayenitein loymar she'ev she'el kadesh bal mum lemizbeach. Ela ha'alacha direshes what she'beli kavana ein chetzesh Hashem klal. V'chein lehefech im miskaven l'shem Hashem, meaning you're not being makdashit. But if I have kavana that this elokus or adnos is kadosh, then I am making it into a shem Hashem, and me'ela, it has kedusha, and you're stuck. And why is the Sefer Torah possible? I'll tell you why. Therefore, the Sefer Torah would be possible. V'chein lehefech, im nitzkavin l'shem Hashem, right? Im nitzkavin l'shem Hashem nikva.
B'shem.
B'shem. Va'afilu keshehu balmum lachem b'tzir harama mistaber amar hagrach zatzal she'asefer Torah possible. Why? Ki chasra tevas elokim shehu chol, the elokim that's chol, it's missing an
elohim shehu
chol. Okay, fine, elohim shehu chol.
That word is missing. He's saying that word is missing.
Correct. And then, not only that, it's missing an ice.
Technical problem.
It's missing a teva. It's missing a whole word.
A whole word.
And not only that, it has an extra word.
Right.
V'yaseira tevas Elohim shehi kadosh. Very nice. Okay.
That's the whole thing.
Wow.
Another, he took that extra step. That's
yeah. Okay, so this was something I wanted to share with you because it's very thought-provoking.
So Ramon knocks it all out. The whole Svara goes knocked out.
I'm just saying, they have a place, it's locked up with all the riots, okay? So we have to make out of that.
He wants to argue on the Ramon.
But okay. This is with the legions that you pledge you want to risk, that there's got to be riots someplace.
By the way, I disagree with that whole approach. In my opinion, my humble opinion, from learning by a few briskers and being exposed to this, I think, and I was actually in Rav Soloveitchik's idea, I think Rav Soloveitchik had ideas, and he would press those ideas. And sometimes, in all honesty, he'd press them very far. And I don't think the Rias created the ideas. I think he had ideas.
I was saying the Reb Chaim. They say the Shmuel is the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wrote in the Rambam, right? But you compare Reb Yosef Engel and Nasan Rias, has the same chiddush as Reb Chaim, many of them. But he brings tons of makaris and rias and
people
in their name. Rav himself, if he says it, he explains the Rambam and the Ravid. Then he backs up, but he explains it in the Gemara itself, but it doesn't bring from all over. But they say that the Rav did have notebook where he wrote all of his rias.
Could be. I don't publish it. I'm not sure if that's true.
And the briskers keep it, and they make all the shirim over it.
If I could say something, this is, you can hear it. I'll give you guys the tape. My shver, it's recorded, and when he talks about Ramot Pogromansky, remember, he was my spirit with that, I was a
boy. Well, he talks about who?
Ramot Pogromansky.
Oh.
Okay, he's like, that was...
Where is he coming from?
Yeah.
I don't know, but we're learning. It's coming from Brandeis, we have to. Mm-hmm.
He was an icon, and it tells a story by itself. He was one of the Talmidim who used to follow him. All the Zachan used to talk about, and he said the following. He talks about when Reb Chaim Brisk, the Sefer, came out. It was in the Yeshiva Shevel, blah, 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 the whole. And Motra Pagamansky says, no one understands Reb Chaim. If you want to understand Reb Chaim, this come out of court. If you want to understand Reb Chaim, you have to know the shturm, this is the word, the storm of the Ragachava. If you know the storm of the Ragachava, this is the calm after the storm of the Ragachava. That's a quote.
Interesting. Very interesting.
That's a quote.
Not sure what it means, but...
So let's put it all in the basket. You know? That's what it is.
The most interesting things are the ones you really don't know what
that means. And so again, he says, then my shrei would take off, The Bocher Mlach, Chaim, he went to Chaim doing Chazos HaShas, you're crazy. What are you doing? You know what I mean? That's not.
That's a very intriguing statement.
You have to appreciate it.
Would you say your father-in-law was very exposed to Briscoe and Moshe Soloveitchik? Or?
Yes.
And that was his main influence or not?
It was one of his major influences. And even though he was a bacher then, he was pretty young, but it had a tremendous, he considered him his Rebbe.
Interesting.
And he has it in the Ksav, in his writing.
Interesting.
And Rav Pale also. Rav Pale and him, they corresponded.
Who?
Rav Pale.
Paleov.
Oh, Paleov? From OU? Paleov,
yeah.
Paleov, yeah, Paleov, yeah.
Tremendous, tremendous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
they put out a whole
cipher on their correspondence. Because their conversations between them. Yeah. They published it, yeah.
There was side personal and side Torah. Always Torah and side personal.
Okay, anyway, so we jumped to Osiyot Aleph in order to see this piece about these two questions, which Reb Chaim, the Rav felt were connected. The question of whether a shame shenichtav shelo lishma is nisim mechika, and whether once lishma is invested, is it possible to go ahead and remove it? Which is a fascinating question. Can you go ahead and remove a lishma? Okay, next. Listen to this. This is very. It's almost playful. These next two paragraphs, if I could use that word, but this is like if someone would raise this question to you and bring the raya he brings, you'd make a face if it wasn't a Minchas Chinuch. And the truth is, I told this Minchas Chinuch over to Rabbi Brown, he still made a face. But it's very interesting. Musubak ani echadin im kosov hashem be'iser. What if someone wrote the shame be'iser? Hainu b'makum sha'oser licht of hashem. Im yesh Behashem Isr Mechika. Now, what's the scenario? His scenario is fascinating. The Bechol Hinhu, the Mavur, because in every case that I brought so far, even the case, Kagon Shal Yodais, right, Kalim, Kli Matlas, Kli Zachuchas, Ein Isr, Al Kopan, right? All the cases I brought, even the case where you write Shem Hashem on a Kli, there's no Isr in that. Interesting enough, although because of a or behema v'chaya tamea, the isur yesh bedover. Very interesting. He says that to write the Shem Hashem on an or baser and chaya tamea is considered to be what? It's considered to be an isur in itself, just to write the Shem Hashem. So as I was reading this, I was saying, isn't there a bar mitzvah boy that had a drush on? Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. I said, Parshas Bo. Isn't that your son Zalman? Didn't Zalman talk?
He did not speak about that.
He didn't speak about Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha Tfilin?
Tfilin has to be.
I thought he did.
He spoke about Tfilin, but not.
He didn't speak about this topic, but. Anyway, I thought I remember Bar Mitzvah Boy speaking about Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. But that's his Parshas Bo, correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Ain Isser. So he says a very interesting thing. That not only the Gemara says in a number of places, in Shabbos Chavches, Shabbos Kovches, that it's also to write Tefillin, Mezuzos, and Sefer Torah on or Behema Temeah.
It means that it's possible. Why? There's an actually a love. There's a love.
1 second. So he adds a Chiddush. All the Gemara says is that it's an possible. Or Behema Temeah is possible for a Sefer Torah because Laman. The Minchas Chinuch feels not only is Or Behemoth Tmeah possible for a Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos, but it even carries with it an Isser in itself. I'm not sure what the love it is. Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, is that a love?
Abba Miklala says it's like a love. Abba Miklala
says is Laman like he's Shomer or anything like that? It's not, no. It's not a love. I don't know what it is. But anyway, he says, Yesh bedover, Dichsiv, because it's written in Bo, Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. And the Gemara of Darshin, and the Gemara learns out, Shabbos Kufches. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufches never says there's an Etzim Isser to do it. It just says, Min HaMutter Beficha. That's the only thing that's Mutter for Sefer Torah, for Stam. But he wants to say, the Nira, he's being Mechadish, the Yisr Yesh Bedover. He wants in Mechadish, not only is Behol, is or Behemah and Chayat Tmeah possible, but it's also to write the Shem Hashem and it Yisur Yesh B'Dover. Correct? V'lo P'sul Bilvad. That's his Chiddush. It's a very interesting Chiddush. Demashma. I'm up to the Demashma?
Yeah, the Torah Hikpida.
Demashma that, without what? The Torah Hikpida. The Torah is not just makbid on Stam being on Behor, on Or Behema Tahara, but rather is actually an Isser. The Torah Hikpida Im Nechtava Or.
The Torah
is Hashem Bia Beficha.
Yeah, Dafka Al Mutter.
Vedafka Al Hamutter. Im Yesh Baze Isser Mechika.
Right,
Im Nechtava Or Behema Vechatmeh. So he wants to know if you go ahead and write the Shem Be'isser, is there still an Isser Mechika? So I'm thinking, what is this question? I was thinking this is similar to the question before. For the Isser Mechika Hashem, do you need a certain level of Kedusha in the Shem Hashem? So the first question is, the regular, just the Isis are not enough, I need Lishma. The question now becomes, if somehow I degrade the Shem Hashem, and that l'chayra is the issur of writing the Shem Hashem on Or Behemet Meah, which is the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, that's not only a psul, but it's an issur, you're somehow degrading the Shem Hashem. And do I say a degraded Shem Hashem also has an issur mechika? V'nira degam b'chi ha'gavna yesh issur mechika.
I would agree with him on that. Why not?
I told you why not.
Yeah, but it's not a good reason, because it has, it's not, it's made up, that's all, it's made up. He intended it for the Shem Hashem, so it has the Kedusha of the Shem Hashem. Just because he
did. Well, look at his Raya. What's his Raya? He has a Gavolda Raya. You're going to love this Raya. Mm-hmm. This is really a wild Raya. Talk about wild Raya. The Mavur B'Shas U'Barabam Kan Halacha Vav Hayashem Nechtav Al Besarai. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Gemara in Shabbos speaks about Grumma. The Gemara in Shabbos in Kol Kisvei says like this, that Kibui on Shabbos is also if someone's house is on fire. However, I can make a firewall. What does that mean? I can fill up Kalim.
Yeah. Gram Kibui.
Right, and I could go ahead and I could make a Mechitza, and that's Gram Kibui. So the Gemara says, the Mandemur holds you can do that. L'chayritz is stira to this Braisa. What's the Braisa say? The Tanya. Hakoisev Shem al Besare. A guy goes ahead and writes the Shem Hashem on his arm, let's say. The Gemara says, Al Yerchotz Val Yisach. He's not allowed to wash off the Shem Hashem that's on his hand, and he's not allowed to go ahead and to cover it with oil to try to remove it. Nizdamen lo Tevila Shel Mitzvah. But if he has a Tevila Shel Mitzvah, Ketzad Yaseh, Tanakama says, Korach Alav Gemi. He goes ahead and puts on it a loose bandage. So we can accomplish both things. With a loose bandage,
the water goes through.
The water goes through, there's no mechitza. But it will not allow enough friction with the water to erase the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, no. Toivel Kedarko. Rabbi Yossi says Toivel Kedarko. Why? Because he says it's only an Issa Grama by going into the mikveh, because the guy is not actually actively washing it, he is just going in the mikveh, that's groma ba'alma. So the Gemara says that you can be meichach Shem Hashem there, be groma. But what do you see? That there's an iser for somebody to go ahead and to what? And to be meichach the Shem Hashem from Basar Adam.
Yeah, but that wasn't the iser. That's an answer to his question.
It does, you'll see why. Yeah. Why? Because he says, according to the Rambam, there's an issur of cannibalism. According to the Rambam, Basar Adam is an issur to go ahead and what? To eat. That. So let's finish. Hayashem Kosov al Besaroi, that's the Gemara, correct? Umavur, the Efshar Limchok Rak,
the
Asur Limchok Rak Grom Asharik, correct?
I forgot about that.
Ayem B'Shabbos Kufchof Amabeth, that's the Sugi that I just quoted. Vidas HaRambam, listen to this. This is really innovative. The Basar Adam Ivrim Ba'achilasai Ba'asei. Big Machlok is Rishonim, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in the mitzvah of Gid HaNosha. Is there an Isser of cannibalism? The Rambam holds there's an Isser Aseh for a person, right, to go ahead and to eat Basar Adam. Therefore, writing on your hand is, writing on your shoulder or your arm is equivalent to writing the Shema Shem on what? On basar behema tmeya. Vayem beperek beis machosos halacha gimel. Im kain eino min hamutah beficha. The person's flesh is not a mutah beficha, and nevertheless he wrote a Shema Shem on it, and the Gemara and the Rambam paskin is an isur mechika. Umikol makom hu be isur mechika. Im kain baor chaya u behema tmeya gam kain yesh isur mechika. Rak zu eino raya, rak l'das haramba. The saver, the basar adam, asur ba'achila min ha-Torah. Aval arayv ha-paiskim, ha-chokim ha-ram v'sovrim, de eino asur rak mid-rabbanon, meaning basar adam is on istaram, inkem ein raya. Kevin de mutter min ha-Torah, u'le'inyin guf ha-din, but the question only goes into the question is, if something is an isur de-rabbanon, would you say that it would affect the din d'orais of mechika? Meaning it's not a mutter beficha according to all Rishonim, Basar Adam, correct? Min ha-Torah, but it's not a mutter beficha min the Rabbanan. Well, in guf ha-din, im, right? Im kosher b'chsav al isa de Rabbanan, zuhi chakiru b'kam makoymas. Meaning if an isa de Rabbanan could affect the d'oraisa. Meaning if I wrote the Shem Hashem on something that is not mutter beficha, only mid the Rabbanan, would that be an Isser that would affect the question of Mechika? Right? Many places. Ima yedei the Rabbanim na said Dvar Torah gam ken Allah. But Dvarim atikim ve'eino muvo b'poskim din zeh. This is very interesting. He wants to say, I'll prove to you that there's an Isser to go ahead and be mochek Shem Hashem from or behema to mea based on the fact that's also to be mochek from a person. V'or Adam im nichtav alav, right? Hein min hachai, hein min hameis, ayein v'mishlo melech sof hichos arvel, barichos. Meaning that even though a man, there might be usher, the question is there an isra say to eat basar or Adam? Everyone will agree that a dead person's skin is asur bahana. The Gemara says a mace is asur bahana, based on Shum from Miriam to Egla Rufa. The Thomas Shum Miriam and Egla Rufa it says Shum. So based on that, we say there's an Isser Hana. So therefore, Basar Adam is definitely asur bahana. L'kule Alma, if it's talking about Basar on a dead person. Ayein Mishlo Melech Sofichas Avil discusses this barichas. Vehi milsa delo shchicha. Ach al kol ponim v'das harabim hi raya. Very interesting raya, right? That even if shekol
sha'al
or temeya gam ken yesh iser mechikas Hashem. L'das hacholkim ein lan raya. But according to those sheets who hold that Basar Adam, there is no Isser, I might say it is a Mutter Beficha, and as a result of that, what? There's no Raya that if something is not Mutter Beficha, it's Mutter B'Mechika. The Basi Rak La'oyer.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.